Welcome to Christian Community Center of Los Angeles, or as we love to call it, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about 3CLA and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at our website, 3CLA.org. We also encourage you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show yourself approved unto God, Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom. Somebody say hallelujah. All right. Thank you. Shalom, saints. I know it is getting late, but that's kind of like how it is on the fourth Sunday. But if you give me a few minutes, it'll be all right. We've been talking for the last few weeks about accessing his greatness. It is so appropriate that we have been talking about this because I don't know about you, but I want to be effective. I want to make a difference. I want to be used by Yahweh to forward his kingdom. I want to be a part of transformation. We should all want to be effective. What do you do with things that are not effective? In your life, you get things, right? And when you find out that something ain't working, you what? But I don't want to be put in the trash. Let me give you an example. Yahweh said that in his word that we were salt and light. And he says, what happens if the salt loses its savor? Tell your neighbor, we are the salt. And so he gave us an answer to that question. He said, if we lose our savor, then we're just thrown on the ground and trodden under people's feet. Because if the salt is not good for the taste, what is it good for? Nothing. I don't want to be salt that's good for nothing. I want to be salt that's good for life. Right? Who wants to be that salt? Tell your neighbor, we are the salt of the earth. That's who we are. And so that means that we're supposed to be effective. Our life is supposed to be effective. So I'm going to take these few minutes, and I'm really winding down this series. But I don't think that I'm going to get it all in here. But, you know, Yahweh is going to give me another opportunity. Praise Yahweh. So we've been talking about the kingdom. Say threefold attack. Say it again. Threefold attack. That means there's three different ways that the kingdom is manifesting. And we talked about how when you look in the word of Yahweh, there are three different ways the kingdom is conveyed. The first way is that when we look into the word, it says the kingdom of Yahweh. Say the kingdom of Yahweh. The kingdom of Yahweh. The definition of that is when you see the kingdom of Yahweh in the Bible, it means that it is the nature and character of Yahweh. So that means that we are exemplifying his very character and nature. So when we see that, that's what it means. So we are supposed to be exemplifying his what? Nature and his what? Character. Matthew 6:33, you don't have to turn there, told us if we seek first the kingdom of Yahweh, so that means if we seek his nature and character first, he told us that some stuff will be added unto us, right? If you seek his nature and character, his Holy Spirit power, right? And not seek the stuff, then that means that if you seek him, the stuff will seek you. Let me say that again because somebody missed it.
Come on now.
You don't have to seek the stuff. See, we got it backwards. We like, I need the money. I need the job. And I need to do it now. So if it means like not doing, no, not going to church, not going to Bible study, I'm just going to do this. I got to pay them bills. Dude, we all got bills. Who don't got bills? I want to talk to you. So, yeah, we all got bills. And Yahweh said, he's like, I know what you need before you even ask me. But he says, I don't want you to seek the answer to pay the bills. I want you to seek me. And then if you seek me first, I'll take care of the bill situation. Because we got it backwards sometimes. We're seeking stuff. And he says, don't seek stuff, seek me. And if you seek me, the stuff will seek you. You've had so many blessings, the stuff will chase you down. I've heard stories. I've experienced myself. I'm seeking the kingdom, and before I know it, I look around and, ooh wee, another blessing. Where'd that come from? Where'd that promotion come from? Where'd that car come from? Where'd that interest rate come from? Because my credit said it was supposed to be a 17.5%, but I got a 3.2. But that's, see, if you seek it first, you paying the 19% interest. If you seeking the stuff first, you seek him first, he'll be like, boom. This is, okay, if you don't know what's going on here. We've been talking about the kingdom. And when we pray and believe Yahweh for something, he manifests. And so every time he manifested, here at 3CLA, it's a sound. When he answers a prayer, it's a sound as far as we're concerned. When somebody gets healed, not regular healing, but instantaneous healing, it's a sound. And evangelists, tell us what that sound is. So that's what we've been doing. So again, I gotta use real life examples. Okay, so a few weeks ago, you guys remember me using Minister Langston and his uncle. And he asked for prayer for his uncle for one situation, right? And so we intercessors went in, and guess what? Yahweh manifested healing, right? We wasn't booming then. So we did that. So this week, he texts again and said, another situation is trying to come up on my uncle. We believe in right now, it's something different. In the name of Yeshua, we are going to get healing here. Okay, so I sent it to the intercessors immediately this week. What was it? Wednesday. I get a text and I look at it, and the first word was boom. And what did Langston say? He said, boom. He said, my uncle is back home now. He's healed. Everything's all right. Come on, y'all. So every time Yahweh manifests something, he says, whatever you shall bind on earth shall be what? Bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be what? Loosed in heaven. And so we've been seeing the manifestations. So it should be, with y'all, there should be booming going on all over the place. It should be a minefield of manifestations of Yahweh. Boom, 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 boom. Are you believing Yahweh for something right now?
Yes.
Say the sound.
Boom.
Woo! There's power in that. And this is what he's talking about. And so he told us that, he says, if you seek me, everything else will be added on you. Then he went to Romans 14, and you don't have to go there, but Romans 14, 17 told us that the kingdom is intangibles. The kingdom of Yahweh is intangibles, but it's righteousness and joy and peace in the Holy Ghost. And then in Luke 17, he told us that the kingdom of Yahweh is within us. So I say threefold attack, because if the kingdom of Yahweh is in us, that means wherever we go, we can change the atmosphere. When you walk into the room and you feel with the Holy Ghost, you can change Why do you change the atmosphere? Demons flee. Let me say that again. Demons flee. You bring in the joy and the peace and the righteousness of the Holy Ghost. You're supposed to anyway. When you walk into the room, it should be boom. Let me say that again. When a saint walks into the room, it should be boom. Why? Because the saint is bringing the power of the Holy Ghost. The very essence and character of Yahweh, you bringing it. Say, we bringing it. Say, we bringing the power. Say, we bringing the dominion. Say, we bringing the authority. And it's not ours. It's by the Holy Ghost. It's what's given to us. He didn't fill you up for no reason. Now, I don't want to just be filled with the Holy Ghost. I want to be full of the Holy Ghost. Come on, y'all. Full of the Holy Ghost means, yes, I'm allowing, you know, this to come through. And so this is what we found out. Then the second definition was the kingdom of heaven. Okay? And he said, the kingdom of heaven is a geographical location that seats the government of Yahweh. So this is where Yahweh dwells, and this is where all the systems of every. So when you see that in the word, the kingdom of heaven, that means that's the systems of heaven, right? So that's where angels are dispatched and all that. And we read Matthew, the 16th chapter, the 13th verse, where Yeshua said, hey, who do men say that I am? And then Kepha answered and he said, you know, well, they say that you're Elias, you're Jeremiah, you're all these things. And he said, but who do you say that I am? And let's go to just the 17th verse. Matthew 16, 17, go there. I'm going to do this real fast. And so when we're talking about the kingdom of heaven, Yeshua answered and said unto him in the 17th verse, he says, you're blessed, Simon Bar-Yona, right? Which is, he's saying, Peter's son of Yona. For flesh and blood didn't reveal to thee who I am, but 18th, he said, blessed are you because flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee. But he said, but what? My Father. And then he said, because of this, he says, and also I say unto thee that you are Kepha, Peter, and upon this rock I will what? Build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. They're going to try, but they're not going to prevail. Say, they're going to try, but they will not prevail. The enemy is knocking on your door. He is trying to put some circumstances out there, but guess what? He don't have to prevail. If you believe that you have already overcome the enemy, you won't prevail. So, 8:19 verse says what? And forgive me. Again, I'm getting loud, but I get excited when we talk about his power. And he says, because you believe in me, because you say that I am the Messiah, he says you're blessed. And not only are you blessed, I'm going to give you something.
Come on.
So he said, I'm going to give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Hey, what do we say? What is in the kingdom of heaven? The systems and the government of Yahweh is in heaven. So what does that mean? If you give me the keys to heaven, it says, and whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you shall loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. You know what that means? If he's giving me the key, there's some stuff that I need to lock up. And there's some stuff that I need to unlock. And the reason why I brought this out even more so, and I keep focusing on this, is because binding and loosing is your authority and power. See, a lot of stuff you should be loosing, but you're binding it. And some stuff that you should be binding, you loosen. You need to know what you loosen and bind in, because there's power in that. And that should be in your prayer. I take authority over the spirit of sickness right now. And I bind sickness in the mighty name of Yeshua. And I loose healing. I unlock healing. Release it now in Yeshua's mighty name. Because guess what? Healing needs to be what? Loosed. Say, healing needs to be released. Deliverance. Whatever's trying to take authority over you, take authority over it. Depression trying to come on you,
Lock it up. Lock it up.
See, people was chanting that during the, but they should have been talking about this stuff. Lock it up. Anxiety? Say lock it up. The peace and shalom of Yahweh, say loose it. I need to hear that in your prayer. So I was in the prayer yesterday because we prayed right before we start cleaning up. Who prays before they start cleaning up? Who prays before we start using Clorox and bleach? And kingdom people do. We should be praying about everything. So Ricky, he gave this prayer. And he was just talking about all the things that we wanted to see Yahweh do in this convention. And he's loosed it all. He loosed the spirit of unity in the mighty name of Yeshua. Come on, y'all. That means that what? We experience the unity. And so we are one. And so in his prayer, and I was like, yes, this dude got the key. Your prayer should be the same way. Whatever you don't want to experience, whatever needs to be locked up, you need to bind it.
Come on now.
Say it. He said, I gave you the keys, dude. He gave K for the keys. Guess what? Tell your neighbor, you got the keys. If you believe. So let me share this with you. Go here. A new little piece. Go to John, the first chapter, or Johanan, the first chapter. It's important that you understand how the kingdom works. And here, if you choose Yahweh, you better go with Yahweh. And so John, the first chapter, or Johanan, the first chapter, 35th verse says, now, let me give you the scenario. This is before the conversation about the binding, and I give you the keys to the kingdom and all this. This is when Yeshua began to manifest himself to his disciples, began to choose them, they began to form them. Johanan the Baptist had baptized Yeshua, and he was just speaking in this chapter how he saw the spirit of Yahweh descend on Yeshua after he baptized him. Right? The very power, the seal of Yahweh. Okay, so this is kind of like where it started. But look at the 35th verse. So again, the next day after Johanan stood and two of his disciples, and this is the first time that he meets Yeshua, and looking up on Yeshua as he walked, he saith, behold, the Lamb of Yahweh. He's like, that's Yeshua. That's the one that's been promised. And 37, and the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Yeshua. And then the 30 verse says, then Yeshua turned and saw them following and said unto them, what you want? Why are you seeking me? Why are you following me? And they said unto him, Rabbi, or master, where dwellest thou? I mean, where do you live? We want to know. And 39th verse says what? And he said unto them, come and see. They saw the anointing on Yeshua. They saw the power of Yeshua. And they could not help but what? Follow the power. Say, follow the power. And so he said unto them, you want to know where I am? Come and see. And guess what they did? They came. Listen, this happening is no different than what's happening today. You see the kingdom manifesting. You see the power of Yahweh in people's lives. And you say, how can I have power working in my life like that? And a saint of Yahweh says, you want to know? Come and see. How is it that you got peace when you got so much confusion going on in your life? And the saint says, come and see. How
is it that you tell me that you're healed in Yeshua's name and then he manifested the healing? How can that be?
Come and see.
Tell your neighbor, come and see. What is this belief? See, listen, we don't go to church. Listen, I don't know about you. I don't go to church just to be going to church. I go to church to find out how many booms I can get in the week. So he says, they said, come and see. And they came and they saw where he dwelt and abode with him that day. For it was about the 10th hour. And 40 verse says this. And one of the two which heard Johannes speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Kepha's brother. So Andrew Kepha, the same Kepha that we were supposed to build the rock on, his brother was there. And so he wasn't there, but his brother was. And 40 verse where it says, and first, he first findeth his own brother Simon. So then he was like, look, I got to find Kepha. And he said unto him, we have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Messiah, the anointed one. We found him. And he asked us, what you want with me? And we asked him, hey, we want to know where you live. He said, come and see. So guess what he told his brother Kepha? We found the Messiah. Come and see. Come on, come on, check it out. See, there should be more of us going out in the highways and byways and saying, I got to tell you about something. Come and see. That's a job. And so the 42nd verse says what? And he brought him to Yeshua. And Yeshua beheld him. He looked upon. This is the first time he saw Kepha, Peter. And he said, thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation. So when he first met him, he knew that this dude was going to be a stone. He was going to be a rock. He was going to have that belief that he could build the foundation of his church on. Look around this room. Look at all these stones. There is something in you, or Yahweh would not have called you to this place and to this time and to salvation and truth of him if he didn't see something in you. And look at y'all, all these rocks. Come on, y'all. That's who you are. And the 43rd verse says what? The day following, Yeshua would go forth into Galilee and findeth Philip and said unto him what? Now, Kepha wasn't even the first dude to meet Yeshua. Yet Andrew, his brother, said, I found the Messiah. Come and see. And now Yeshua, later on, he's telling Kepha, I'm going to give you the keys to the kingdom. Wow. How did this all start? From his brother telling them to come on and see. How many of you came because somebody said, come and see? I found a better way, y'all. You better come and see. Hey, I found truth. You better come and see. Hey, I found deliverance. You better come and see. I found salvation. You better come and see. I found truth. You better what? And when we came and saw, somebody say boom. It's life changing. Say it's life changing. So that's what I am. I'm an agent for life changing. I want him to use me. I want him to manifest the kingdom through me. I want him to speak through me. I want him to move in me. But I'm nobody special. I'm just available. But who do you think? And I'm going to use this, Apostle. I'm going to use this from now on. I'm not saying I'm better than you. I'm just higher.
it how you want it. Take it how you want it. But listen, I've come to a higher understanding. I've come to a higher revelation. I've come to a higher truth. I've come to a higher understanding of how the keys work. The systems and the government of Yahweh is at my disposal. I'm not, it don't mean I'm special. It just means I'm higher. Tell your neighbor, we higher. We higher, dude. We higher, sister. Come on. You got to say that like you believe it. Do you believe it? Do you believe that we higher? Say, we higher, y'all. We higher.
Knowledge is the key.
That's it. And we get in it. Okay? So we understand this. Give me like 10 more minutes. It's going to be all right. Okay, and so we looked at that. So listen, he wants us to do this, and we went to Matthew 11 chapter. So not only are we having an effect on the earth, not only are we of affecting the environment that we walk in, but we're affecting the kingdom of Yahweh. Because when we read in Matthew 11, 12 last week, and the room went up. Why? Because it was telling us, Matthew 11, 12, and from the days of Yohanan the Baptist. Well, remember, this whole thing started with Yohanan the Baptist saying that the Messiah was coming. And then when he found the Messiah, he baptized him. He saw the Holy Ghost descend on him. And then people start saying, come and see, come and see, come and see. And so he's had a following. And so the word tells us, and from the days of Yohanan the Baptist until now, listen, you got the keys to heaven. You got the keys to the government. And so it says, now the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence. Why does it suffer violence? Because the enemy does not want you to have a key. The enemy does not want you to walk in dominion and power and authority. So he's going to try to come up head up. The enemy is coming head up against the kingdom of heaven. And it suffered violence. And he's trying to stand in the way of you and your healing. He's trying to stand in the way of you and your deliverance. But last week, the spirit of Yahweh said, but the violent take it by force. Who? We the violent. Come on, y'all. The enemy is trying to get us with violence. So what do we have to do? Tell the enemy, I take it by force in the name of Yeshua. We're taking it by force. So, not only are we having an effect of the kingdom of Yahweh in us, but the kingdom, the boom factor. See, we're messing with circumstances in the earth. So not only am I walking around with power, but power is manifesting by the power of the Holy Ghost in Yeshua's name, booming everything. And not only that, I'm going head up with demons. So it's somebody say threefold attack. Okay, so go here. 1 Corinthians. Give me 5 more minutes. Just 5. I think I could do it in 5. Okay, so 1 Corinthians 3rd chapter, 9th verse. We're saved so we can have an effect on all these things. Not for our glory, but to manifest, to show everybody, yo, I'm a part of this kingdom, and this kingdom is amazing. It's awesome. I don't have to live in the world situation, but rather here on earth, I can experience the kingdom. So I got all of the things that the kingdom has to offer, and they're being manifested right before your eyes. And so the 9th verse says what? It says, for we are what? Laborers. Together, what? With Yahweh, ye are Yahweh's husbandry, ye are Yahweh's building. Say, this is us. This is us. 10th verse. According to the grace of Yahweh, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I understand how this thing works. Everything that we're doing, we're building it on the foundation of the kingdom of Yahweh. Everything, say, everything I do affects the kingdom. Okay, so he says, listen, he says, as a wise master builder, this tells me a couple of things. It tells me that there's a wise master builder, and then there's maybe an unwise one. Okay? And let's find out what the wise one does. The wise master builder, I have laid the foundation. And another, what? Buildeth thereon. But let every man, somebody say woman, take heed of how he buildeth. What does that mean? We got a foundation, which is what? Yeshua. And everything that we do is what? Built on that foundation. Say, everything I do is built on Yeshua. You got to believe that. Everything I do is built on Yeshua. So you guys got to believe this. Come on. This, say, it's the foundation. Guess what? If you do anything else, it won't work. Hey, stuff not working out for you? You better check your foundation. Say it won't work. So it says, let every man take heed on how he buildeth thereon. 11th verse. So he says what? For other foundation can no man lay that is laid, which is who? Yeshua Mashiach. For other foundation can no man lay. You can't tell your neighbor, ain't no other foundation. No. You got to believe that. We don't have a choice but to serve Yahweh, y'all. There's no other option. For us, there is no other option. There is no other foundation. Everything that you do outside of him is going to fail. It's not going to work. Well, I'm a proof. And I know a lot of people that are still trying to prove me wrong, trying to prove the word wrong. They are. Good luck with that. I can do it without church. I can do it. I'm trying to get the look that Eric had in that video. I can do it without it.
Yeah.
Right? Let me show you. I don't need church. I don't need God. Now, maybe some people have not said those words, but their actions. Why? Because you see them building on other foundations. So he says, for other foundation can no man lay it, which is laid. And 12th verse says what? I love this. Now, if any man build upon this foundation gold. Hey, what are these other foundations? Gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, grass, money, fame, seemingly some kind of power. If any man lays any other foundation, don't it sound good? Oh, I got a gold foundation. No, not only that, my foundation is platinum. Hey, yo. You platinum, cool. But your foundation ain't Yeshua Mashiach. So it really don't matter if it's platinum or aluminum. It's going to fail. So 13th verse says this, what? Every man's work shall be made manifest. An apostle said today, manifest means uncover. Every man's work is going to be what? Uncovered. It's going to be made manifest. For the day shall declare it. So whatever foundation you built on, it's going to be revealed. You built on Yeshua's foundation, hey, it's going to be manifest. Hey, you built on platinum. And it says, the day shall declare it because it shall be revealed by fire. Ooh. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. So when you burn that thing down, when you put the real power on it, when you put the real anointing, when you put the Holy Ghost fire on it, it's going to reveal what kind of foundation it is. You better be sure. You have built on the what? Sure foundation. And the 14th verse says what? Man. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall what? Receive a reward. 15th verse. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Anybody saved by fire? The foundation, come on, the foundation of Yeshua. So listen, all the things that we want to Yahweh to manifest on earth, you got to make sure that you're building it on the right foundation. What's your, what kind of attitude you got? Are you doing this for self, flesh, or you are doing this for the kingdom of Yahweh? What kind of foundation do you got? Because guess what? Tell your neighbor, fire's coming. Fire's coming. That's deep. Fire is coming. And the fire will reveal what kind of foundation you have been living on. I don't know about you. I want a sure foundation. I want a foundation that has been tried and is what? True. I want a foundation that Yahweh can say to me, well done. Wait, that means something. Well done. After the fire has revealed it, he's going to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. What? Enter in. Think about it. The only other optional statement is depart from me. Ye workers of iniquity. See, your foundation was revealed, you iniquity worker. You was building on platinum. You was building on self. You were building on flesh. You were building on what you wanted instead of what I had planned for you. See, you said you knew me, but you didn't build on my foundation. And that's what Yeshua told Kepha. He said, who do you say I am? And if you know me, you're going to build on my foundation. Let me say that again. If you know me, you're going to build on my foundation. If you know Yeshua, you're going to build on his foundation. See, some people say, I know him, I know him, I know him, I know him. But the foundation, when revealed, you never knew me. You said you did, but your foundation was something different. So therefore, since I don't see my son on your foundation, depart from me. Get out of here, you worker of iniquity. You lied and said you knew me. You tried to take a selfie with me, but you never knew me. Go to the place that was prepared for the demon and his cohorts. Wow, that's cold-blooded, but it's not. Say it's true and it's fair, but this is the beauty. If your foundation ain't right, we can wreck it right now and get the right foundation on it. We can tear all that stuff down. Come on now. Tear down. Tell your neighbor there's still time to tear it down. Don't get offended because you heard somebody say there's time to tear it down. There's some of y'all that have built on some mess and it's time to tear it down. So you can build on the right foundation. And guess what we're doing this week? You want to know what we're doing this week? We tearing some stuff down. We wrecking shop this week. We wrecking shop this week. But guess what? It's good because fire's coming. Fire's coming. But guess what? Why we wrecking shop? We building some stuff up. Come on. Who's ready to wreck shop and build up? Come on, y'all. Release that sound. Boom, 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 boom. Give Yahweh the glory, man. Hallelujah. Yahweh. Thank you, Father. Father Yahweh, we come to you right now in the mighty name of Yeshua Mashiach. Father Yahweh, we want the true foundation, Father Yahweh. That is why we seek truth. We seek to know you. We seek to know your word, Father Yahweh. If we haven't been building on the right foundation, Father, reveal it to us. Show us right now in the mighty name of Yeshua that we can build on the foundation of truth, Father Yahweh. A sure foundation that in the end you can say, well done, you master builder, well done. You wise master builder, well done, because you knew my son and you built upon him. That's what we want to hear. This is where we get it right. Why, there's still time to get it right. So, Father, in the mighty name of Yeshua, speak to us, reveal to us. Even in this glorious time that's coming this week, Father Yahweh, show us the way. Manifest, Father, uncover stuff, right? In the mighty name of Yeshua. Reveal and give us the direction, Father Yahweh, for our lives, that we may be effective in you. We give you the glory, honor, and praise. In Yeshua's matchless name we pray. Amen. And amen. Please keep your head bowed just for a moment. I must just make this call just for a few seconds. And the call is this. Listen.